This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website with a lot of great information about Kloss Financial, the different ways they can help you, or if you are an employer, you can learn all about that on the website, klossfinancial.com. You can also do what I did a few years ago now, which is sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly email. Once a week, comes in your inbox. It's got a link to what's been going on in the markets, a snapshot there, and of course, a link to the most recent podcast as well. Again, all of that available online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment and meeting with Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And joining this morning, as mentioned, are our financial retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. CJ, Malia, how are you on this beautiful morning?
Very good. Happy Halloween almost.
Yes, we are so ready to do something fun, and it's going to be a great weekend. Looks like some great weather as well ahead. We're going to have a great conversation as always, and you guys always deliver on that part too. Just great stuff. This week, we're going to be talking about working with a financial advisor or a financial planner. Not only are we going to talk about the pros, but we will talk about the cons and maybe some reasons why you may not need one, which is a very unique perspective coming from the world you guys work in, but it'll be a really good conversation ahead. Really important information as well. A couple of things to keep in mind, of course, as we talk with CJ and Malia, they are here to help you. They are here to answer your questions. If you've got one, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also, don't forget, we do a weekly Kloss Quiz question of the week, and the folks from Kloss Financial get a fantastic prize each and every week. This week is no exception. This week got a chance to win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. A little bit of a tip for listening to the program today. Pay close attention, because typically when we do the Kloss Quiz question week at the end of the show, not only does the question, but the answer as well will come up during the program. Again, we'll tell you a little bit later on how you can win that prize. But again, little tip, listen closely. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation about financial planners and advisors, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz question week and not just get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes. So last week we had a great topic discussing small business owners and how they, when they're looking at planning their retirement, obviously that often means looking at selling their business, which is something that's near and dear to their heart. And they don't always understand that that's what's going to have to happen. So the question of the week was, what percentage of small business owners intend on selling their businesses to create future retirement income? Is it 25% or almost 80%? So our caller called in last week. We had several callers, but the winner had the correct answer, which was almost 80% of small business owners plan to sell their company, which will eventually fund between 60 and 100% of their retirement. And those stats came out from CNBC and the Financial Planning Association. So if you're a small business owner and didn't hear last week's show, please tune in to our podcast and you can maybe learn some things you should be watching out for.
Yeah, there was a lot of fantastic information last week, as every week. And again, you can check that out at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You know, we talk about how you guys help folks plan for retirement at Kloss Financial. Today, we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of working with a financial advisor or a financial planner. Let's break this down a bit.
Yeah, I think this is an important topic because a lot of times people just say, I don't get it. Why would I need to work with a financial planner? I just kind of do my thing. And furthermore, those financial planners, aren't they really complicated? And here's just the broad picture, and then we'll start getting into the details. Don't overcomplicate it. What a financial planner is meant to do, if they really are a planner, which we'll talk about that here in just a moment, but what a financial planner is meant to do is be educated in a broad array of topics, from estate planning, which is wills and trusts, to tax, to investments, to insurance, so on and so forth. And then their job is to be basically a really highly educated, knowledgeable friend to you, that when you say to them things like, hey, I bought this rental property, it's gone up a ton in value and I want to sell it now, they go, wait, how much has it gone up? Because there could be some tax consequences. right? And then they say, you know, you say to your really knowledgeable friend, you say, hey, we're going to save or we're going to start drawing from our portfolio in retirement. We feel really good about it. And we're planning to draw it out, you know, 10 to 15% a year. And they go, wait, that may not be sustainable. So they're just like a really knowledgeable, educated friend who you learn to build trust with, who then gives you guidance on a myriad of topics, a myriad of topics. So don't keep it super narrow. Now, here's where I feel bad for consumers, because there's this little crazy thing, which is back in 2018, Cerulli Associates estimated that there were over 300,000 financial, and I'm not going to say advisors, financial professionals here in the United States. And that included everything from, you know, firms like ours, a registered investment advisory firm with what are called IARs. That includes registered representatives of broker dealers and the insurance agents. Many of them call themselves financial advisors, and it creates this complexity. If you'll know you're working with a financial planner if they say, we work on a fee basis, we do not get paid commissions, and we're here just to give you advice, right? That is how you will know, okay, this is a true financial planner. Others may be selling you something. Now, that doesn't mean people who sell you things are bad. I don't want to create that impression. It's rather just, am I working with a financial planner or am I working with a salesman? You need to understand the difference between the two. Now, in 2019, there were an estimated 13,000 registered investment advisory firms. So Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, is one of those almost 13,000 RIAs. And then each of our advisors who work for Kloss Financial are what are known as investment advisor representatives. Okay, there's a bunch of acronyms for you again. So let's talk about a few of the pros of working with an advisor, or potentially cons if it's not the right thing for you. Number one would be education and experience. You know, hopefully this person has been in the industry for a while. They have worked through hundreds, if not thousands, of retirement plans. They may even have special designations like a certified financial planner designation or a certified public accountant known as a CPA designation. But the idea behind it is they have experience, knowledge, years, designation, and they do this over and over and over all day long. So the question for all of you listeners is, do you do that? Do you get to retire thousands of times? And of course, the answer is obviously no. So would it be valuable to work with somebody who has, quote unquote, retired thousands of times? And typically people say, yeah, I think so. The second thing to consider as it relates to working with an advisor would be the benefit of having a quarterback to help actually coordinate your financial team. So we've talked about this before, much like coordinated care in a hospital where there's all these narrow and deep specialists who are brilliant people, but they don't work real well together. And so there's doctors or physicians that will coordinate the care amongst these incredible specialists. That's a lot what your financial advisor should be doing. They should be saying, oh, I think you've got a problem here, or, oh, I think you're a little weak here, or, oh, you should look at this. And then they say, go talk to this accountant, go talk to this insurance agent, and then come back to me and tell me what you find out. So think of it, again, a lot like a quarterback. They're out on the field coordinating the entire financial team. Another thing to consider is the financial confidence it can give you in working with an advisor. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, I had a couple in here who said, listen, we've worked with the same financial advisor for 25 years, and we think we just need to get a second opinion. I spent about 45 minutes looking through all of their finances. They were retired, had no debt. And I said to them, you look great. As a matter of fact, I see no major problems with what you're doing. I think your financial advisor is awesome, doing a really great job. And it was a no-cost 45-minute meeting where they got to walk out with confidence. So it's not all about, we're not trying to sell you on what we do, but rather making sure that you are headed in a good direction. And then finally, we believe there's value in working with a human financial advisor for most people. There are things that are called robo-advisors that are out there. And there can be a benefit to that depending upon your age and what you're trying to accomplish. But we would say typically there needs to be a relationship of trust and dependency there, where over time you build confidence in the advice that the human advisor is giving to you.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Of course, they will come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-O-S-S. aasfinancial.com. CJ mentioned that appointment, a recent one that he had. You can do that as well. They'd love to help you out at Kloss Financial. All you got to do is pick up the phone, make that appointment, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Again, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment and conversation at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Online, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next. We'll talk a little bit about other things to consider when working with a financial advisor, as well as take your call at 321-1310. That's 321-1310 as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website there. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. We can learn more again online, KlossFinancial.com. Pick up the phone, make an appointment. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation and appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking this morning with CJ and Malia about working with a financial advisor, a financial planner, some of the differences, some of the pros, some of the cons. And let's then talk about some of the other things that you should be considering when you decide to work with a financial advisor.
Yeah, and there are so many good reasons, but I would like to piggyback off of what CJ was discussing about getting that second opinion. Ironically, this morning, one of the commercials you ran before our program was for Claussen Automotive, and it sounded like we had another business. I heard the word Kloss, and the whole point of the commercial was come in for a second opinion. And so, again, if you're taking the time to get a second opinion on your car repairs, my goodness, I would think your financial health, getting a second opinion, would be really vital in your items to accomplish, especially before the end of the year. So other good reasons, you know, I would say these are the most important reasons to have an advisor as a friend to look over everything that you're doing financially, because what they can do, number one, is help you adapt and adjust your plan. If they understand your current financial situation and really what your future goals are, they can tailor a plan according to what your needs are and your wants ultimately are as we approach retirement. And one thing we all know, especially having lived through 2020, is life sometimes throws us some curveballs we weren't anticipating. Sometimes, unfortunately, we get let go from a job. There might be a death, unfortunately, in the family or a divorce. And so suddenly you are faced with a lot of adjustments that need to be made. And we, you know, I would say every day we get phone calls from current clients asking us, you know, I've lost my job. What should I do about health insurance and et cetera, et cetera? I mean, that's why the quarterbacking is so important. We get the privilege of working with so many people that have lived through life, and we usually have a good answer to at least offer some direction. So some to have an advisor, a financial planner who can evaluate your existing retirement plans, your IRAs at work, or your 401k plans at work, perhaps your other retirement plans is really essential. Probably a bigger area that I would say is important to a reason to have a financial planner is that they help you avoid emotional investing. And boy, is that pertinent to, you know, when we see markets that are volatile right now. Now, you can emotionally make a financial decision one day and then tomorrow feel completely different. That's where the emotion, the volatility cycle really hits hard. So some people have fears. That's normal. And some people have what I would call inherent greed. And so they just want to make as much as possible and they don't worry about the risk side of things. So a financial advisor will help to work with you to keep you on track and really help you from, you know, scaring yourself to by doing the wrong, making the wrong decision. So we call that financial avoidance, helping motivate you to stay on track to reach those ultimate financial goals. And again, this is normal for human beings. We fear what we don't know. And that's why an advisor generally can keep you on track. So get that second opinion, reach out to someone you can trust.
And as you guys mentioned, you know, folks who do this almost every day, helping people make that transition into retirement. And as you talk about some of those fears people have, and having somebody that's been through it so many times before really gives folks peace of mind. And the folks at Kloss Financial would love to get to know you, love to help you out. It all starts with a phone call. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Don't forget that initial get to know you appointment with Kloss Financial, not only opportunity to get to know you, but for you to get to know them as well. It's not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and the telephone number 442-5637. I think one of the things that people wonder about is the cost. And let's talk a little bit about some of the costs associated with working with and using an advisor.
I think this is key. So there's no doubt that the reason, a big reason people won't work with an advisor is because they don't understand the costs, or they get a shifty answer from the person they're talking to. So let me just be very clear with everybody on the air here. If somebody is not being clear about how they get paid, don't work with them. Let me repeat that. I don't care what industry they're in. If somebody is not being clear about the way they get paid, don't work with them. Because that's just slimy. You should know. Even if it's somebody, say, who's getting paid a commission, because as I told you, commissions aren't a bad thing. You just need to be aware of it. They should say to you, I get paid a commission, and either you pay it out of the money that you pay to the organization, or the company that I represent pays me a commission. Okay, great. I just wanted to know. And how much is that commission? Right? So know the dollar amounts, know the incentives. Now, if you're working with a fee-based financial planner, it should be really, really simple. It should either be, hey, we charge you an hourly rate for our time, so it's pretty straightforward, or they should say to you, we charge a percentage of the assets that we manage for you. So say 1% of a $100,000 account is $1,000 a year. There you go. Straightforward. So my encouragement is, if it's overly complex, run away from those people. If they're not being clear, run away from them. You should have clarity on what it is that you're paying, how much, so on and so forth.
Really good stuff. What about folks who say, I'm a self-doer, I'm a do-it-yourself kind of guy or gal. Is that something to consider, or what do people need to think about there?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, we all do this in certain areas of our lives, don't we? You know, some people mow their lawns, other people's hired out. So there's no doubt. It's just what we would say is the number of people who can, what's the word I'm looking for, adequately do complex, comprehensive financial planning for themselves is probably a smaller demographic than people who can mow their own lawn. That was probably a bad example. But you get the idea, right? There's certain people who don't value, say, money management, or they don't value tax planning, or they don't value insurance agents. That's fine. We are actually somewhat agnostic about that. What we would say, though, is that we actually, and I'm proud of this, we have a division in our company called Kloss 360, which is a division that is just coaching. So it's not that quote-unquote quarterbacking role. It's just coaching. We say to you, we kind of review your finances and say, hey, you might want to tone down your risk on your portfolio. Go do that, right? We don't do it for them. We just say, go do that. Or, hey, it looks like you're a little light on your insurance. You might want to consider getting some life insurance. Or, hey, you don't have a will or a trust and you have minor children. You should probably go do that, right? So it's just all about coach, 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 coach. And the beauty is that's just a hourly rate. So for those people who don't value money management or who are worried about paying multiple thousands of dollars to get advice, there are advisors like us and many others in the industry who just do coaching for an hourly fee. So I would just encourage everybody, it's okay to be a self-doer. It's okay to want to do certain aspects of your finances on your own, but you still may want to meet with a comprehensive advisor just to have them kind of look over the broader spectrum of your finances and point out your strengths and weaknesses.
A real neat option for the right person, that is for sure. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. One more thing before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week. I know we talk a lot on this show about great resources, and there's a lot of great information available out there for folks. Let's talk about kind of the path people should be following and where they can go to find a trustworthy financial advisor.
Yeah, and I think you really need to do your own exploration on this. But the best method is probably asking a family member, a trusted friend, or a colleague for at least a referral. Or you can certainly call us for a complimentary chat, as CJ mentioned. Again, second opinion doesn't hurt. We would suggest that you look up the proposed advisor and firm, probably even before you meet with them, at FINRA.org, which is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, and use their broker check feature to see if there's any complaints on file. It's always a good start. If they're regulated by the SEC, which is Securities and Exchange Commission, you can look at their website, which is advisorinfo.sec.gov. So understand that some financial advisors or financial advisory firms may be duly registered with both of those regulatory agencies. Really, you need to have the desire to have someone partner with you and to keep your finances and investments in order. So as CJ said, there's different ways that fees are collected. You should understand that right out of the gate. And if there's any complexity to it, ask more questions. So I would just say start slow, do your research, and you find someone you're comfortable with. Ultimately, that's the best solution.
Really, really good stuff. Mentioned also great websites and great resources. Kloss Financial has a fantastic website. This morning, maybe you're traveling around, missed part of today's program, or you want to get caught up on a previous show, you can always get to KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. Learn more about Kloss Financial. Also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge. That initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, it is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first call with the correct answer, we'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: how many financial advisors were practicing in the United States as of 2018? Is it 100,000 or is it 300,000? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win a $25 gift card to Home Depot. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, that number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic day.
Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Full Scope with Dr. Nicole and Dr. Balin comes your way next, right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.